from the beach to the burbs. You're listening to Drive with Jeff on ABC Radio Perth.
Now, the state government has today released proposed changes to the way short-term accommodation is managed in this state. One of the proposals is for a cap on nights for unhosted accommodation. A new statewide registration system is also under consideration, where providers would be required to register their property to operate and advertise. The draft planning policy is open for public comment until early March. Jessica Stokowski is a Parliamentary Secretary for Planning and joins me on Drive. Jessica, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Thank you very much for being with us. Could we start with the cap on nights? Tell us about the cap.
So the cap is designed to help with the impact of amenity on the surrounding neighbours that have short-term rental accommodations in their neighbourhoods. So the idea is if you've got your own holiday house and you go and stay there and you let friends and family stay there and then decide on the times that you're not using it that you'll put it on to a platform, Airbnb or Stays or something similar, if you stay under the cap, whatever the cap is that we decide, 60, 90, something else, then you won't be required to do development applications to the local council. But if you're running it more like a business, so you buy a property to only rent it out on a short-term basis, then you'll be required to go through a process like development applications with the local council.
Why was it introduced that way? Is there a concern that if I am indeed seeking to run it as more of a business, that I have not been required to sort of register and commit in a way that I know other accommodation providers have been complaining about over the years?
Yeah, so that's part of it. Obviously, we had the report in 2019, Levelling the Playing Field, and there was certainly some concern raised by what we call traditional accommodation providers about the inequity in the system. But also, we have no idea as a government how many short-term rental accommodation properties we have in the state or in a particular area because we have no way to count them. So the registration scheme is really aimed at registering all these properties so we know where they are and how many there are and in what areas they are, so that we've only got anecdotal evidence at the moment that they're having an impact. If we have a registration scheme, we'll have some hard data.
Okay. And is that partly because this is usually a local government responsibility, Jessica, that local governments have their own rules about what kind of short-term accommodation is allowed and how it will be sort of governed in their local government?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is also about supporting the local governments because it usually comes to them to do the governance and the compliance, and it's very hard for them to do that if they don't know where these properties are.
What other things need to be considered? What other things are up for discussion here?
So the registration scheme itself is up for discussion, as well as the night caps, but also important things like increasing the basic level of safety in these properties. So requiring them to have a fire evacuation plan, for example, for putting smoke alarms into their properties or having a fire extinguisher or a fire blanket, so that the users like yourself or me or whoever might go and use the properties are actually doing so in a safe manner.
This is about, it seems to me, making operators of these short-stay accommodation, making them more sort of accountable for what it is they're doing. Is that the intention here?
It's partly that. It's also clarifying for them what is expected of them. Whether they're under the caps or whether they go over the caps, it's exactly what's expected of them if they're choosing to make these decisions and have a short-term rental accommodation property.
Okay. My guest on the Drive program is Jessica Stokowski, Parliamentary Secretary for Planning. Some new rules that the state government is keen to introduce to rather regulate the unregulated short stay accommodation businesses. 1300 222 720. If you'd like to be part of this discussion, please do. I mentioned at the start of this chat, Jessica, that the Airbnb response to what you are proposing to do, they claim among the most restrictive in the nation, will make West Australians who share their homes worse off, will make family holidays more expensive, and will cost jobs at a critical time. The argument from them, I guess, is that you are seeking to impose too many rules on them And meanwhile, the Hotels Association, which also competes in this space as well, has always argued that those who fall under its auspices have to abide by a whole range of rules. So they're probably quite glad that the short stay accommodation businesses are being brought to regulatory heel to some extent.
Yeah, I guess the important thing to understand is that if you are doing a hosted accommodation, and what we mean by that is if you are renting out a granny flat on your property or a room in your house and you are going to be there as the host while somebody's there, you are exempt from the requirements for the development applications regardless. It's only for people that are getting exclusive access. So if you're giving exclusive access to guests, you're not going to be on site. Those are the unhosted accommodation that we're looking at regulating. So,
and just make that point for me, why this sort of acknowledgement that if I'm renting out my back room and I'm always available and I'm always there, is that what you want to either seek to encourage or continue to support?
Yeah, so that was the original intent of these platforms when they first started, was to, hire out your spare room and things like that. It's really about having a balance. It's making sure that the neighbours aren't impacted, that the local governments have some framework and some support of how they will do their compliance, and also about, levelling the playing field for the traditional accommodation providers while providing the Airbnb property owners the capacity to still rent out their properties, but also some clarity around how they do that.
People will be able to have a look at this and respond to it for several months, I think, now. Jessica Stokowski, thank you for speaking to me.
Thanks, Jeff.
Drive with Jeff, ABC Radio Perth.